USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Moments ago in New York City, a Manhattan judge refused to dismiss criminal charges against disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, which means his sexual assault case is headed to trial. The 66-year-old is facing 5 rape and sex assault charges after one assault charge was dismissed earlier. Weinstein's lawyer had argued this morning that the entire case had been tainted by botched police work.
They're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won.
President Trump speaks in a video there released yesterday about his decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. He says today in a tweet it shouldn't be a shock, seeing as he's been campaigning on that issue for years. Still, lawmakers from both parties as well as some top Pentagon officials are urging President Trump to reconsider that decision. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
AAA says more than a third of Americans will be traveling for the holidays. They're anticipating a record-breaking 112.5 million travelers to take to the runways, roads, and rails between now and the 1st of January. Stocks back in negative territory this morning, a day after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates for the fourth and final time this year. The Dow and S&P on track to have their worst December performances since the Great Depression. The Labor Department says that the number of workers filing for first-time unemployment benefits rose slightly last week, 214,000 workers filing, 8,000 more than the previous week. A Senate bill to avert a government shutdown tomorrow night is now headed to the House. It will extend funding for the government until February 8th. Drone sightings shut down Gatwick Airport in London for hours last night, stranding tens of thousands of holiday travelers at the airport, as well as many who were supposed to be landing there. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two U.S. airmen are suing Defense Secretary James Mattis after being discharged from the military because of their HIV-positive status. The Washington Post is reporting the lawsuit filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Virginia argues that their discharge last month violates federal law and the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. The two have tested positive for HIV during Air Force screenings last year. After beginning treatments, their doctors have determined they are physically fit to be deployed. SpaceX and Blue Origin rescheduling their rocket launches for a second time. The two space companies had to abort individual launches back on Tuesday because of a sensor issue and a ground infrastructure problem, respectively. Each launch was then moved to yesterday before they were then canceled again. Blue Origin says it needs more time to explore the issues that detailed, or rather derailed, the earlier attempts. There's no confirmed date for the next try. SpaceX is to give it another go this morning with a launch time of 9 a.m. Eastern now scheduled. And a petition is circulating online for Disney to give up its trademark on the phrase Hakuna Matata. The Swahili phrase means no problems or no worries. It was popularized in the 1994 movie The Lion King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.